local news and Tambla's hits, WRJN. Bang a gong. Get it on. T-Rex for you this morning. This guy in Maryland hit the lottery, $50,000, using the same numbers he's always played, 42525, because they are the numbers on his mother's license plate. Hey, Mom, do you mind if I use those numbers as well? I wouldn't mind winning $50,000. Hey, Brianna Fuentes from the Racine Library is coming up in a few minutes here. Right now, it's 7 o'clock on the Noggin. Time for your news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A ballerina with dual U.S.-Russian citizenship has just been sentenced to more than a decade in prison for treason. Her crime? Donating to a pro-Ukrainian charity. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
Ksenia Karolina was found guilty of treason and sentenced today to 12 years in a Russian prison. The court said her contribution helped purchase medical items and equipment for the Ukrainian military. Her donation amounted to about $51, and the charity denies providing military support to Ukraine.
Ceasefire talks resume in Qatar today as the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza reports deaths in the 10-month war have now topped 40,000. Hamas says it will not attend the new negotiations, and Israel still bracing for retaliation over the assassinations of two top Hamas leaders. The BBC's Jenny Hill is in Tel Aviv.
People are very anxious. They're very concerned about a potential attack from Iran still. It feels as though the tension has been brought down a little bit because of the urgent diplomacy of recent days.
A third Ivy League college president has resigned over pro-Palestinian protests on campus. This Columbia University student shocked Manoush Shafiq is leaving so close to the start of the school year.
To do this only 2 weeks before we return back to campus is only going to make that sense of insecurity become more real and grow exponentially.
The Biden administration announced today it's reached agreements with drug manufacturers to slash prices for 10 popular prescription drugs, among them the blood thinner Eliquis and diabetes drug Jardiance. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
The hope here is that by being able to negotiate directly with the drug companies to reduce the prices that Medicare has to pay for certain medications, those savings will also be passed down to Medicare beneficiaries and taxpayers as a whole.
In Puerto Rico, cleanups begun after Hurricane Ernesto. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is in San Juan.
People are out assessing the damage to their neighborhoods. While this did not have the winds and the flooding associated with Maria, we did see some flooded streams and rivers along the way. So that is a concern that things will continue to rise.
Electric's out to half the island. Last night in Chicago.
Hammered in the air, deep to left field, history, number 300 for Aaron Judge.
The New York Yankee slugger, now the fastest man ever in MLB to reach the 300 homer plateau. Game was on Amazon Prime. S&P futures up too. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former Racine County Country Club is making way for a massive industrial project. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that Ashley Capital is wanting to build a $440 million industrial park at the former South Hills Country Club site in Caledonia. Included are 10 buildings spanning about 220 acres. It's expected to generate 2,000 full-time jobs. Caledonia officials are set to review a development agreement for the industrial park. Home sales were up a little in Racine County and up a lot in Kenosha County. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says Kenosha saw a 13% increase in July year-to-year sales. Racine County had 3.5% growth compared to last July. Demand for homes continues to outpace supply, with the realtors continuing to say that there is a significant long-term danger if there's not new single-family and condominium units being made. It's not really a beach day, but you weren't getting in anyway. A beach hazards statement remains in effect through late tonight for Lake Michigan beaches in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties. The National Weather Service says we're looking at waves of 4 to 6 feet and hazardous swimming conditions due to the waves and the winds. And today is the first day of school for some Kenosha kids. K-12 KUSD starts its year at Frank Elementary with an early start date. The rest of the district schools will commence classes on September 3rd. Racine Unified also starts that same day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers head to Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have a joint practice tomorrow with the Broncos, then a preseason game Sunday night. Tight end Tucker Kraft now back on the field after suffering that torn pectoral muscle in the team weight room last April. Yesterday, Kraft took out rookie safety Javon Bullard in a big downfield block.
That was just a play where things just went my way. You don't always, sometimes you got to improvise when you're out there on the field. It was like a homecoming play.
Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-4 win over the Dodgers last night in Milwaukee. After the game, manager Pat Murphy praised the Brewers' starting pitcher, Frankie Montas, picked up in that trade with the Reds.
Montas, let's not forget this guy. Him and William navigated five innings and 100-plus pitches, but the guy's stuff was great, and the guts he showed staying in there. I mean, Frankie Montas, for me, you know, that's a memory for a long time. Much needed, and he stepped up.
As Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, into tomorrow, and there could be some locally heavy rain, amounts of a half inch or more possible in spots. 75 today, 68 tonight, clearing 81 tomorrow. The weekend, plenty of sunshine with highs near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Little experiences we've all had. You ever been sitting in a railroad train in a station, and there's another train sitting right next to you, and one of them starts to move, and you can't tell which one it is? Did you ever try to pick up a suitcase you thought was full, but it wasn't? And you go, ooh. And for just a split second, you feel really strong. How about when you're looking through a chain link fence? Did you ever notice if you're just the right distance from a chain link fence, sometimes it seems to go, ooh. What is that? How do they do that? Did you ever try to tell somebody to have a little bit of dirt on their face? You can never get them to rub the right spot, can you? Say, you got a little bit of dirt right here. They always go, where? Here?
Oh, is as sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
Local news and timeless hits from the association. Along comes Mary at WRJN. Hey, want to find happiness? Of course you do. There's a new wellness practice called Death Meditation. It involves wrapping yourself in sheets like a mummy and imagining you're looking at your dead body. Supposedly, it does help with anxiety and boosts happiness. All right. Maybe we should all try it. So I'm going to Garfunkel's Cecilia now.
Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, to come home. Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, to come home. Home, home. Making love in the afternoon. Cecilia, you're up in my bedroom. Making love, I want a big one in my face. And I go back to bed, someone's taking my place. Cecilia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence, baby. Oh, Cecilia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, to come home. Come on home. Oh, 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 oh,
Simon and Garfunkel this morning at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. Here's an odd but true. The founder of Kodak, George Eastman, hated that months had different days, different numbers of days on them. So he made the company operate on a 13-month calendar with 28 days in each month and two left over. He called the 13th month Soul. I know it sounds crazy, but the company actually used this 13-month calendar from 1928 all the way to 1989.
From Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond, local news and timeless hits.
That was really an odd but true, huh? Who knew? It's cloudy, a little drizzly, and 74 now at Radio Park with the Monkees, Last Train to Clarksville.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. I'm a no-no. I'm a no-no. Because I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. I'm a no-no, I'm a no-no, and I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Foxville, I'll be waiting at the station. We'll have time for coffee, for little kisses, and a bit of conversation. I'm a no-no. Do 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 do. just hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. No, 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 no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, cause I made your reservation. Don't be slow. No, 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 no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home.
Now, Timeless Hits, WRJM with the Monkees, Last Train to Clarksville. Everyone knows you can visit the Abbey Road in England and recreate that Beatles album cover. Thousands have done it. Well, ultimateclassicrock.com put together a list of other rock album locations you can add to your bucket list. You can visit where they filmed the album cover. They took a picture for Surf and Safari of the Beach Boys. It's in Paradise Cove in California. Hotel California, the Eagles. That's at the Beverly Hills Hotel in California. Wish You Were Here, Pink Floyd. That was at the Warner Brothers Studios in California. The Joshua Tree by U2. Now, you probably thought it was taken at Joshua Tree National Park, but it wasn't. It was taken closer to Death Valley National Park. And Rocky Mountain High by John Denver. That was filmed at Slaughterhouse Falls on the Rio Grande Trail in Aspen, Colorado. These are album covers you can go visit and take your pictures and recreate them, especially the Beach Boys one. Because I remember the rocks in the background are still there. I belong to this Facebook page. It's called Now and Then. What they do is they take a movie site and they go back to the location where they filmed it and, you know, stand in where the photo, you know, was taken. Some of them go back to the days of the silent films and some are as current as Back to the Future, but they recreate it. It's kind of fun to go back and put yourself right where they filmed the movie.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Craving the best sandwiches around? From August 15th to the 18th, treat your taste buds to a flavor-packed experience with Lee's Deli at the Cobra Kai Softball Tournament in Cliffside Park. Enjoy the crispy fried appetizers and signature subs, and with the new mobile concession system, you won't miss a moment of the tournament. See why Lee's Deli has been Racine's favorite sandwich shop, the best of Racine year after year. Visit the deliciousness of Lee's Deli at the Cobra Kai Softball Tournament, Thursday through Sunday at Cliffside Park.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At Hospice Alliance, they collaborate with their patients and their loved ones on goals seeking to add more life to days. The Hospice Alliance team helps people with life-limiting illness live each day with dignity, comfort, and hope. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Hospicealliance.org.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Rep the Brewers with a special Freddy Peralta soccer jersey giveaway for the first 30,000 fans through the gates at the game on September 7th, courtesy of Quartz. Find your tickets now at brewers.com/giveaways.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
When you were young, all you wanted in the summer was an ice cream truck to roll by. Now, you just can't wait for the Harbor Freight parking lot sale to roll around. And it'll be here this weekend. Maybe you're looking to fill up that tool chest. Maybe you're looking for a tool chest to fill up. You'll save money either way. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until August 18th, 2024. While supplies last. Limitations apply.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, kiss them goodbye, WRJN, local news, timeless hits. And right now at 7:25, it's time for Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story. To learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of these most popular radio shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You can be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story.
The Rest of the Story. Mercy Percy. That's what the boys in the neighborhood started calling him. An unfortunate nickname in that particular neighborhood, for the lad was a lad in a fourth-floor walk-up in the narrowing bottleneck of North Manhattan, just a stone's throw from where street gangs nightly did. The regrettable Mercy Percy moniker could be traced to an ancestor, an obscure English nobleman named Percival. With little else in her family history, of which Percy's mother was proud, she eagerly passed the name Percival along to her second son, who promptly despised it. And yet something noble survived in this latter-day Percival's blood, something that saddened him forever after to reflect on the dismal urban surroundings of his boyhood. Recreation in those mean streets, when not overtly violent, usually included some component of crudity, spitting on passers-by from the rooftops of buildings. That was one such comparatively tame pastime. Percy's specialty was graffiti. So adept was he that pals often commissioned him to emblazon a sidewalk or a wall with something or other. It wasn't much, but it was the source of an identity, and you needed an identity back then and back there. For Percy's earliest cityscape impressions were despairing ones of insects swarming at night under gloomy yellow streetlight, of ragged children and staggering men rousing from stupor only when rising to anger, of filthy snow and stinking air and nameless foreboding everywhere, and mostly of fear. There were some specific memories of the streets, of course, of a tramp dropping stone dead in front of a diner, of alley rats cutting one another to pieces with bicycle chains, of a brute bashing a woman to the pavement in the flickering shadow of screeching elevated trains. One sordid scene stuck with Percy all his life. A vacant lot, the dingy glare of late afternoon, and a drunken woman screaming curses, beating a drunken man with her umbrella. He toppled just as a cop arrived to restrain his assailant, and yet even as the woman kicked him in the belly, he struggled to his knees to curse not her, but to curse the policeman. That drunken woman is the city itself, he imagined, thrashing her denizens till they fall helpless, and yet even in their degradation, her victims defended her. Well, Percy would not. In fact, he would spend a lifetime promoting a lifestyle that nurtures kindness in humankind. His first weekend visit to the country, Percy knew what that lifestyle was. It was a small town. Farms, fishing holes, rambling fields, wide verandas, wider hearts, and into that enchanted land beyond the jagged concrete horizon, he would take the whole world by the hand. You never knew the fledgling urban artist who scrawled his despair on pavement canvas, who might have grown to bemoan the sins of the city and the grand theft of his childhood. But you know instead the storyteller he became, who ditched his hated middle name to preach the gospel of our better selves over the name of Norman Rockwell. Only now you know the rest
of the story. Paul Harvey, every day, 7:25 a.m. and again at 12:05. With Cindy Huber right here at WRJN, where it's 7:30 news time.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Microsoft is still making real estate moves in Racine County. The company this week purchased an additional 70 acres of land in Mount Pleasant for almost $13 million. The latest acquisition brings their total land ownership in the area to over 1,200 acres. The new land is in the current project area, but north of Highway 11. The tech giant's $3 billion data center project is expected to create more than 2,000 construction jobs by year end. Referenda for funding emergency medical services in Kenosha County got mixed results Tuesday night. Randall and Wheatland voters strongly supported increased funding, while Twin Lakes residents narrowly opposed their measure. The Kenosha County Clerk's Office says all results will remain unofficial until a vote canvass on August 20th. A pastry party has been planned in Racine. O&H is celebrating its 75th anniversary September 14th with an event at its Washington Avenue location. The celebration will feature live music, family-friendly activities, and the return of four specialty Kringle flavors, each representing a different generation of the Olson family. All five bakery locations will feature the special flavors. And the DOT says they're shutting down a Racine County bridge. There will be a closure of the Highway 38 bridge over the Root River in Mount Pleasant next week. Drivers are advised to use alternate routes, including 31, Spring Street, and Memorial Drive. The closure dates and times may be subject to change based on weather conditions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Some of our Wisconsin corn mazes are getting ready for a little football. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. That's right. They are working cooperation with the Wisconsin Ag Tourism Association to try to draw attention to the fact that Wisconsin's getting ready to host the draft come 2025. Sheila Everhart, executive director of the Wisconsin Ag Tourism Association, says they're highlighting four corn mazes with a draft theme, and these were specific. Specifically hand-selected.
Actually, there are four, and like I mentioned, they are Farm Bureau members, Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation members, and Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association members, and they were selected based on their locale. The locale for these farms are Chilton, Wisconsin, Ripon, Wisconsin, Bondwell, Wisconsin, and the Stevens Point, Plover, Wisconsin area.
Sheila Everhart, executive director of the Wisconsin Ag Tourism Association. Aside from the fall corn mazes that will be featured starting September 7th, Everhart said they'll also be capitalizing on their QR code that will be available to visitors coming into Wisconsin for the draft at all of our Wisconsin visitor centers.
Learn how to benefit your farm with Compeer Financial's Navigating Tech Investments Agri-Mindset webinar on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Sign up online at compeer.com/register for this powerful webinar to benefit your farm on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Go to compeer.com/register now to get the most out of your farm's tech investments on August 21st. Compeer Financial is a full credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Beef producers, make plans now to attend the Stockmanship and Stewardship event in Lancaster on August 28th and 29th. This will be an action-packed agenda featuring topics from cattle health and well-being to pasture management and land stewardship, complemented by low-stress cattle handling demonstrations. From cow-calf to feedlot topics, it's covered and close to home. Go to www.stockmanshipandstewardship.org for more details and to register.
And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminding folks today is the day you need to find and confirm a hunt location if you're going to participate in the gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities. According to the DNR, they've got literally thousands of acres of land available for this year's hunt, which will happen October 5th. Through the 13th, but hunters need to contact sponsors directly to participate in that October hunt. You need to contact and confirm a location with a hunt landowner if you want to participate in the gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities. Take care of that business before the end of the day today. That's a look at food news on a Thursday. I'm Pam Yonke.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today, tonight, into tomorrow. And there could be some locally heavy rain, amounts of a half inch or more possible in spots. 75 today, 68 tonight, clearing 81 tomorrow. The weekend, plenty of sunshine with highs near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Women come up with ideas. Here's one from a couple of weeks ago. Richard, I found out about a vacation me and you can go on. We go up to the Pacific Northwest. We get in a kayak, and we kayak right alongside the beautiful killer whales. I never would have thought of that on my own. Hold on, let me think about it, honey. No! You want to go out to a whale, first name, Killer. It'll be okay. We'll be on the kayak. I go, why do you want to do this? We'll see the whale in his natural habitat. I go, honey, that's exactly where I don't want to see him. That is where the killer whale does 100% of his killing. He's a beautiful animal. You think he's a beautiful animal because you don't watch the nature shows like I do. I've seen that whale in action. I've seen the little English guy going, here we are at the water's edge, looking at the most adorable little animal in all the world. It's a tiny baby seal pup. There's no cuter animal than, what's this? A greyhound bus with an eyeball has come up behind it. It's a killer whale. The seal's mother can only watch helplessly from the show.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl, come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity, the days can't be like the nights. In the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on, hit that song night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity, the days can't be like the nights. In the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. Every night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on, if that's all night, despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity, the days can't be like the nights. In the summer, in the city, summer, in the city.
Timeless hits, WRJN with John Sebastian, 11 Spoonful, and Summer in the City. Well, Entertainment Weekly ranked the 50 best Beatles songs of all time. I don't know how they could do that. It's like having children. It's like picking your favorite kid. How do you do that? The Beatles, every song they made was a smash hit. Well, here's what they came up with. Top 10. Number 10, Across the Universe. Norwegian Wood, number 9. I love that song, Norwegian Wood. Tomorrow Never Knows at number 8. Let It Be, number 7. Going back to the beginning of the Beatles, She Loves You, number 6. Something from their Something New album, right? Yeah, their second album. Let's see here. That was the third album. That was number 5. Number 4, Strawberry Fields Forever. Number 3, Yesterday. That's Paul McCartney's favorite song. A Day in the Life from the Magical Mystery Tour. Was that? I think that was from the Magical Mystery Tour. That came out number 2. And number 1, according to Entertainment Weekly, this was the number 1 Beatles song of all time.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say,
Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. Oh, it's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping.
There are so many Beatles songs. Please, Please Me, From Me to You. Oh, I love those. That was an A and B side hit on the 45 RPM. Also, Don't Bother Me. George Harrison sang that on their Meet the Beatles album. I mean, where does it stop? I mean, every Beatles song was a hit, right? 742 WRJN Local News. Timeless hits.
All the world, all the sun.
With showers and thunderstorms likely today, highs near 75. Right now it's very humid. Whoa, little drizzle out there too. Cloudy, 74 degrees at Radio Park with the Stones.
I live on the palm and on the 99th floor of my block. And I sit at home looking out the window, imagining the world as love. Then it flies, the guys all dressed up just like the Union Jack. Hey!
local news and timeless hits. Get off my cloud. The Stones at WRJN. This happened, this was last year, but with school starting, I thought I'd bring this story back again. This happened last year. This was a really bad first day at school for these kids. One school district in Kentucky had a disastrous first day of school when a bus shortage led to some kids being left on the buses until 10 o'clock at night. Do you think the parents would be looking for these kids? There'd be an Amber Alert. Somebody'd be concerned saying, is Johnny home yet? Nah, it's only 9:30 at night. No. How old is he? He's about 6 years old. 10 o'clock at night. You'd think somebody'd be looking for them. 748 WRJ and local news, timeless hits.
Craving the best sandwiches around? From August 15th to the 18th, treat your taste buds to a flavor-packed experience with Lee's Deli at the Cobra Kai Softball Tournament in Cliffside Park. Enjoy the crispy fried appetizers and signature subs, and with the new mobile concession system, you won't miss a moment of the tournament. See why Lee's Deli has been Racine's favorite sandwich shop, the best of Racine year after year. Visit the deliciousness of Lee's Deli at the Cobra Kai Softball Tournament, Thursday through Sunday at Cliffside Park.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power Chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Mondays are for baseball with Brewers Miller High Life Mondays. Grab your terrace infield or outfield seats for $6 or Loge bleacher seats for just $12, courtesy of Miller High Life. Get yours at brewers.com/highlife. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Hi, I'm Cindy Huber, WRJN's Midday Jock and giant Elvis fan. Listen all this week to win music from the King of Cool and Rock and Roll. We here at WRJN have scoured the very finest vintage record stores to bring you Elvis in CD and vinyl for you all this week when you hear Elvis from one of his iconic movies.
Thank you.
News and Timeless Hits back here at WRJN. Hey, before you start swearing by AI, a supermarket chain experimented with AI to create meal plans, and the app came up with some unusual dishes like chlorine gas, poison bread sandwiches, and mosquito-repellent roast potatoes. This is true. Supermarket wasn't amused by it. Spokesperson there said the recipes are not reviewed by a human being. Maybe they should be. And we don't guarantee that any recipe will be a complete or balanced meal, obviously, or suitable for consumption. Use your own judgment before making any recipe produced by Savvy MealBot. Yeah, blame it on the bot.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
The King with WRJN. It was 47 years ago tomorrow that the world lost Elvis Presley. So all this week, Cindy Huber has your chance to win some truly vintage Elvis vinyl albums we scoured the used record stores for to pass on to you. And yes, they are used, but they are Elvis vinyl, and they're all Elvis. So it keeps with our Timeless Hits theme. Cindy has complete details coming up at 9 o'clock this morning right here at WRJN. But first, we remember the King.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister done? Well, I dated your big sister, and I took her to the show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy, and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice, and then you run? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Every time I see your sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like that little old moon evil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Little sister, don't you?
Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice.